It's always a pleasure to worship with you, whether I'm sitting there or standing here, as we're worshiping together.
每次都是非常的荣幸和大家一起来敬拜神, 不管是站在台下的还是站在台上的。
Today we come to the end of the book of Romans, and part of the message will be some review of that.
我们今天, 会来把罗马书来做一个总结, 那这当中, 我们会有一些复习, 我们以往所讲过的。
But it will be mostly on the last part of Romans, chapter 16.
但是我今天会着重在今天所要讲的就是这个罗马书最后一章第16章。
Often the book of Romans is considered too difficult for many to understand, and some may even think that it's boring instructions.
经常呢, 罗马书会被当成一本是很难对大家来讲, 很难懂的一本书, 甚至有些人认为, 是非常无聊的一本书。
At the same time, most agree that the central theme is the gospel.
但是毫无疑问的, 大家也都同, 很多人也都同意, 罗马书的中心主题呢, 就是福音。
That's the good news of God's love for mankind to receive eternal life by grace alone, through faith alone.
福音呢, 也就是上帝对全人类大爱的一个好消息, 使我们, 因着神的恩典, 单单经由相信呢, 我们可以来接受这永生。
And I hope we never find the gospel difficult or see it as boring.
我从来不认为这个福音 是很难懂的一件事情, 是很, 没有趣的一件事情。
One general summary of Romans that we will look at today and how it can be that mankind would be united in the gospel Paul preached.
对罗马书做一个概括的一个总结呢, 也就是保罗所传的福音里面呢, 是讲到说人类如何能够重新再与神合而为一。
How they would understand how the gospel would settle the issues that divided them.
所以我们能够从当中了解福音所说的是什么原因把人类和神来分开。
As we look back at the previous 15 chapters, they clearly point out that all men are sinners and that there's no way that we can solve that problem ourselves.
我们从前面的15个章节 我们看过了，他们清楚地指出来，我们都是罪人，而且我们没有办法靠着我们自己来把我们的问题来解决的。So
we have to come to grips. We're all in the same boat.
到头来，我们会经历到一个共同的事实，就是我们都在同一条船上，我们都是同样的情形。
But then when we receive the free gift of salvation by believing in Jesus, it shows us that it has something to do with our lifestyle, our worldview as a Christian.
然后我们才能借着相信主耶稣而接受白白所赐给我们的救赎大礼。一个按照圣经基督徒的这个生活应该是 带着圣经的世界观的一个生活。
It should be a lifestyle full of joy, is it? Huh? Good, good.
应该是一个充满, 喜乐的一个生命。
While I've only included three verses in the middle of chapter 16 for our main text, I don't want you to miss the most important part of this chapter is about relationships.
今天虽然我只从第十六章当中引用了三段主要的这个经文，但是我希望大家能够了解本章所讲的这个重点呢，是在讲这个关系的层面上面。In
fact, to say the most important thing about the gospel is relationships, in my opinion.
就我个人的观点而言呢, 说这个福音里面最重要的, 是关系。
It's certainly not about living a prosperous life, being a good person, or following a lot of religious rules.
当然, 我不是讲, 我不是讲说就是我们有着亨通的生活，做一个完全的人，或者遵循很多的这个教条啊、而已。
It's about the personal relationship that we can have through with our Creator through Jesus Christ.
最重要的一点呢，就是它是一个借着主耶稣基督，我们才能与这个创造宇宙天地的神再一次建立重新的一个关系的。
However, it doesn't end there. In the same thinking, it's about the relationships he wants us to have with those in the body of Christ.
但不仅于此，这个关系也是一种上帝要我们在耶稣基督里啊、和其他圣徒所共享的一个关系。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, as we are here together, I pray that our hearts are together, that we're looking to you together for that personal relationship, and we're thankful also for a relationship that you give us with each other. I pray that your word would speak to us today and to our hearts and strengthen that relationship in both ways. And we give this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's first talk about relationships and the value of relationships because God does value relationships.
首先呢，就让我们来讲这个关系，而且我们会着重于啊、这个关系的这个价值，神他是如何来看重这个关系的。
Before we get to our key verses that are verses 17 through 19, verses 1 through 16 and 20 through 24 in chapter 16 are really largely about relationships.
在我们、进入这个主要的这个章节17节到19节之间呢，我们先来看一看、1到16节还有20节到24节这整个呢主要都是在讲、关系。
I hope we don't get the feeling that it's just a list of names.
希望大家不要把这个章节看作只是人民的一个、单子而已。
Rather, when you think about it, these were some precious relationships that God had given to Paul. Each one of them played an intricate part of his life.
然而，我们从当中呢，我们可以看出这些是神放在保罗生命当中很宝贵的一个、一个关系。
I cannot look out there today at you and not think about relationships that we've had or that we continue to have.
当我面对大家看到大家的时候呢，我没有办法不想我们之间的这个关系会，而且我们还会这个关系还会一直持续下去的。
Pastor Gary and I have known each other for almost 14 years, and before I knew him, I prayed for him to come here.
我和、赵牧师呢已经相识、至少14年了，甚至在我们认识之前呢，我就已经为他祷告，希望神把他带来这里了。
I can't look at Frankie without thinking of the kind things that she does for me and for everybody here. You know, she's always doing something kind.
当我看到、师母的时候呢，我也没办法不想、她是多么的仁慈，她对每一个人是多么的这个好。
And when I see my brother Nathan here, Anshin, I think of their wedding that I was able to attend, that I was honored to be able to attend their wedding.
当我看到、这个戴欣和我的时候呢，那我也没办法不想、当初我参加他们的婚礼的 那一幕。
And I could go on and on.、some of you new relationships. Some of you I haven't known that long. But still, God has already given me a joy in that relationship.
这个名单可以一直一直不断的 讲下去。有些我们才刚认识不久，有些我们已经认识很久了。
So for me, it's easy to follow Paul's teaching, actually in Romans 12:10, when he wrote, "Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other."
对我来讲呢， 来遵循保罗在十二章第十节所教导的呢，并不是一件难事。在罗马书十二章十节保罗这么说道：爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
That's on the front of your bulletin too, if you hadn't noticed.
Pardon?
I say that verse is on the front of your bulletin if you haven't noticed.
今天这段的经文就在周报的这个封面。
It's a good one to memorize.
这很容易去把它记起来的。
I think in chapter 16, Paul was taking great delight in honoring these individuals, these relationships that he had with them.
在16章这里呢，保罗呢，他大力的来推崇他这些人而和彼此之间的关系。
Often when the Bible talks about believers being with each other, it has a special meaning for with.
通常呢，在这个圣经里头谈到人和人之间的关系的时候，它有一种特别的指向，这是和这个层面的这个意义的。
It's not just I'm here with my Bible or with my cell phone or something.
这不是说我在这里我的这个圣经在我身旁，或者说我身上这个手机在我身上而已，这种距离的关系。
It's more a word of intimacy when two things come together where they cannot be separated.
这更多的层面呢，是有一种很亲密的关系。当两个人相聚在一起的时候，再也没有任何事情可以把他们来分开的。
Just like back in Romans 6 where it says we're united together with Jesus, never to be separated.
就像我们在罗马书第六章这边他说到，我们在基督里与基督联合，那这再也没有任何事情可以把我们来分开了。
Recently, Pat and I went to see a movie called I Can Only Imagine.
最近呢，我的太太和我一起看了一部电影，叫做我只能想象。
Okay. It's a movie, was the story of a song writer and primarily about his relationship with his father.
这首歌呢，这部电影呢，主要是从一首歌来所改编的。但是在这个电影里头呢主要是讲述这个作者跟他父亲之间的关系的。
But before that, it was the title of a Christian song that was played on many even non-Christian radio stations.
在这部电影拍摄之前呢，之前很早的时候呢，就有一首歌叫 I Can Only Imagine。 那这首歌呢，主要是讲这个诗人和这个神之间的关系的。
The song says I can only imagine how it will be to see Jesus face to face when I get to heaven.
这首歌里头呢，描述了这个作者呢多么的希望能够和神来面对面的来交谈。
There was a video made for the song, though, that focused more on seeing our family members or others that will be there.
但是这部电影里头呢，主要是把主要的这个重点转移到这个主角和家人之间，还有其他亲人之间的关系上面。
Many Christians didn't like the video since it seemed to take the focus off of Jesus and put it on others.
很多的人呢不喜欢这部电影，原因就是因为呢这部电影把焦点从主耶稣身上来转移到家人的身上了。
That made me think we should keep our focus on Jesus and we should try to imagine what it will be like when we see him.
我也同意这些人的看法，我们应该更多的注重在耶稣身上，更多的想象我们与主耶稣一起的这个情况。
But that will not be just a one-on-one appearance.
但是这不和主耶稣的关系 并不仅仅只是一对一的这个关系，一对一的关系而已。
There will be a great community of people, all nations, all people, focusing on Jesus together.
而是和一个在主耶稣里面啊，由各个地方啊，从各个不同的国家啊，来朝见主耶稣的一个大群体的一个关系。
That image also creates a great deal of excitement for me.
那个影像同时也让我非常的兴奋。
Because that will be so glorifying to Jesus, and also because I think he wants us to have that excitement of doing that together.
因为主耶稣他也希望我们有同样的这个兴奋啊，因为我们能不仅仅能和主耶稣，而且能和啊这么众多的信徒能够在一起的这种关系。
He wants us to have the great joy of our personal relationship with Him and the relationships He provides for us with other believers.
他不仅仅主耶稣不仅仅希望我们和主耶稣有亲密的关系，他也希望我们经由他。和广大的信徒之间的这个关系，我们也同样能够来享受。
And I don't think he expects us to wait till we get to heaven to enjoy that.
不要认为这种亲密的关系，我们必须要等到将来死后到天上才能享受，不是的。
So now let's look at our key verses together, Romans 16:17-19.
现在就让我们来看一看我们今天主要讲的这个经文，罗马书第16章第17到第19节。
And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And now I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for the people who would cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things that are contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interest. By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord. This makes me very happy. I want you to see clearly what is right and to stay innocent of any wrong.
在罗马书第十六章第十七节到第十九节这么说道，弟兄们，那些离间你们叫你们跌倒背乎所学之道的人，我劝你们要留意躲避他们，因为这样的人不服侍我们的主基督，只服侍自己的肚腹，用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心。你们的顺服已经传于众人，所以我为你们欢喜，我也愿意你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。
These verses represent a warning of being divided, disconnected from the truth and our relationships, our valuable relationships.
从这几节，保罗是在警告我们，要留心这些叫我们和真理和可贵的这个关系上面来分离的这些事上。
I think some people think these verses are out of place. They're in the middle of verses that honor Paul's relationships.
有些人认为呢，这三段的经文不应该出现在这样包养保罗人际关系的前后文里面。
I think it makes perfect sense to warn those I value most.Against spiritual harm that might divide our relationships.
但我认为呢，放在此处呢，确实在恰当不过了，因为他对我们提出了忠告，就是与主耶稣之间的关系受到伤害的时候，人与人的关系再好，也同样会受到波及的。
Now we don't have to be concerned about being divided from Jesus and other believers in heaven.
当然，我们在天上，我们不用担心。和主耶稣和其他信徒之间的关系会受到干扰了。
But Paul is warning about being divided by teaching of some that would lead us astray.
但是在这里，保罗警告我。
I'm looking at Yoping because he, we talked about that the other night, being led astray.
同时在这里呢，保罗也警告我们，当时的这些情况，会把人带离的这个耶稣基督，同样在现在的这个情况也可能会发生的。
That was a warning for dear believers then, and I think it is for us now.
是的，保罗当时所警告的这个情况，很可能现在也同样会发生的。
Being led away from our true relationship with Jesus and our relationships here in the body of Christ.
保罗警，我们当时啊。Would you repeat one more time?
Just said it's a warning about being divided in that relationship with Jesus and each other.
那是一种警告，我们啊，我们和主耶稣之间的关系啊，会被带偏离的。
We're not really sure of a specific group of false teachers that Paul was talking about at this point.
在当时，我们可以不是很确定。保罗是对哪一些特定的族群来所说的话的。
But I'm concerned that we could experience this in different ways today, even in this community.
对我来讲呢，我很担心的是，当时的情况呢，现在也同样的发生在我们现在的这个我们的生活当中。
In another letter to the Colossians, Paul warned about a group.Who said there were other ways of salvation through mystical knowledge, and this knowledge didn't have to come from the Word of God.
在哥罗西，在保罗给哥罗西的这个另一封书信当中呢，保罗驳斥了一个叫诺斯底主义的一个异端，因为他们传讲和这个保罗所传讲的福音是不一样的。
Came from a different source, perhaps other books, and Paul warned of that false teaching.
因为他们所传讲的是和主传讲主耶稣的这个福音是不一样的，所以保罗特别的来警告他们。
He pointed them to the only source of truth and eternal life, Jesus Christ, and the scriptures that were clearly about Him.
唯一的。真实的这个信仰呢，是圣经里头已经明明白白的讲清楚，只有借着主耶稣，单单借着主耶稣。
Now we do know several places in the book of Romans where Paul was speaking directly to those who tried to pull some away from the gospel of the faith in Jesus alone.
在整个这个就是新约，还有其他几封的书信当中呢，那保罗也同时警告当时的人，这些神秘的这个主义呢，他们是想要把人从这个单单主耶稣身上呢，来转移到别的这个事情上面。
And they taught that it was about following rules and doing works that would make you right with God.
有些甚至讲说，我们必须要遵守某些的教条必须要做某些的事情，我们才能够和神的关系和好。
In Galatians, Paul wrote, "If anyone teaches you a different gospel than he taught, don't listen to that."
但是保罗在这里强调呢，只要是任何一个人所传讲的和保罗所传讲的不一样，那就不要听他们的。
It will not only try to steal the joy of your relationship with Jesus.But it will deprive you of enjoying that relationship that you have with other believers.
我们在这里，我们单单只要来享受和主耶稣的关系，以及经由主耶稣和其他的这个众圣徒的关系。
Paul didn't mean that he wasn't trying to warn people or to make them afraid that they had to know everything about every false teaching.
保罗在这里呢并不是用保罗在这里呢 并不是用相信主耶稣呢，我就必须要去了解那些错误的教导来吓唬人的。
We don't need to know about every source of untruth taught in the world.
我们不可能去了解这世界上所有错误的教导了。
We just need to know the one and only truth that is in the person of Jesus.
我们只需要了解到一个唯一的这个真道呢，也就是主耶稣他自己。
If you had only two Bible verses, John 3:16 and John 14:6, you would know the central part of truth.
如果你们能够回忆到在约翰福音三章十六节和约翰福音第十四章第六节这两段经文的时候呢，你就会知道真理的这个全面了。在约翰福音三章十六节这边讲到呢，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。在约翰福音十四章六节这边说到，耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but would have eternal life. And then later, as Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这就是刚刚我上面所念的两段经文。
So if someone says, really, there's another way to God, and it's Jesus' mother, you know that's not true.
所以当有人告诉你，你还可以经由另外一种方式被得救，就是经由耶稣的母亲的时候，你知道那是谎言的。
If someone says, it's Jesus plus the good deeds that get you into heaven, no, it's Jesus and nothing else.
或者有人告诉你，你除了相信耶稣之外呢，你还要做一些好事情，你才能够上天堂。你也知道这是不对的，因为上天堂只有单单靠着主耶稣了。
There's a saying going around Logan which I like. It's Jesus is enough. You can buy the T-shirt for that too at Oasis Books.
Really?
Yeah.
在这里，在 Logan 这个地方呢，有一句流传的这个名言，我个人非常喜欢的一句呢，也就是说，有耶稣就够了。那事实上呢，你可以在 Oasis 这个书店呢，你可以买到有印上这么一个有耶稣就够的这个T-shirt。
Now, when Paul talks about in the second part of verse 17 to avoid false teachers, he doesn't mean stop caring about them, praying for them, or even talking to them.
在第十七节后半部这边呢，保罗说到呢，要留意躲避假教师我们并不是讲说呢，我们就必须就不可以和这些人来交往。
It's not having any contact with them, but rather it's about the kind of contact that agrees. We really have the same relationship as I do with other brothers and sisters in the church.
并不是说不能和他们来交往，而在这里说到的是我们身为基督徒，我们不能对待他们和对待我们在主里面的弟兄姐妹是一样的。
Now, I know many of you, and as you should be, are concerned about treating other people kindly and respecting everyone.
我知道在座的很多人呢，非常在意自己对人是不是和气，那对别人是不是很有礼貌。
But I would say, unless you feel free to share your beliefs, in a kind but truthful way, then avoid those conversations.
但是在这里呢，我很愿意来告诉你，除非你能很敞开的来和人来分享自己纯正的这个信仰，若不是这样呢，那我劝你还是避免这样的情况发生。
Many people in our community are very kind. You couldn't ask for nicer neighbors.
在我们所住的这个周围环境里面，有很多非常好的这个邻居，你不可能在 碰到更好的邻居了。
But they're also well trained in leading away from the cross to a faith of another gospel.
但是他们也受过很好的这个装备，来把你带偏离这个十字架的这个教训，这个单单是主耶稣的这个信仰。
Not only another gospel, but really about another Jesus than the one that you see in the Bible.
不仅仅他们所传讲的是另外一种福音，而且他们所传讲的耶稣呢，也不是圣经里头所讲的耶稣。
If you have questions about this later, you can see Pastor Gary or me. We'd be happy to talk to you about that.
如果你对这方面愿意来更进一步的来了解欢迎你们私底下可以来找赵牧师或者找这个 Pastor Mike 都可以的。
Finally, let's talk about as our theme, living out your faith.
最后呢我想和大家一起来谈谈怎么样把我们的信仰能够来活现出来呢？
Which is what Paul is really saying when he says being wise and doing right and stay innocent of any wrong.
在这里呢，保罗讲到说，在善上聪明。在恶上愚拙。
Verse 18 says, "False teachers are not serving Christ; they're serving their own personal needs."
那些错误的教导呢？他们只是为了个人的这个利益来。
And by smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people.
那他们用这些花言巧语呢？来欺骗这些老实人。
Other translations say naive people or unsuspecting people. They may be just new Christians.
有些翻译呢，把这个老实人呢，这个是翻译成就是说幼稚，或者说是没有猜忌的这个人。大部分的讲的是他们是一些初信徒。
Some of the groups that go door to door, leading people away from the truth in Christ, say they can do it easily because many people don't really know that much about what they believe.
有一些群体呢，他们挨家挨户的去传讲，把人带离这个基督的这个信仰。那他们说这些事情是很容易的，因为大部分的人对这个他们所信仰的都不清楚，都不了解。
They don't know the Bible well enough to separate between truth and untruth.
他们对圣经所知的有限呢，他们也分不清楚什么是真理，什么不是真理。
And this was not something that Paul was willing to compromise on.
这并保罗他对这些他是不会来妥协的。
Even though he wanted unity, not at the expense of the truth.
纵使保罗他希望合一，但是只要跟真理不合的，他不会妥协的。
That's the problem today. Many people are willing to put unity above the truth, and you could say that it's really false unity.
这是今天一个很不幸的事情。很多的人们把合一看作比真理还更重要，所以呢就妥协了，而且这个合一也不是真正的合一。
So I think if you know that they have a false gospel but they're not trying to influence you in that direction, you can associate with them about everyday things, about community matters.
如果一些人呢他知道他们如果你知道有一些人呢他们的信仰不是纯正，但是呢他们不会把这个他们的信仰 来强加给你的时候，那你是可以来和他们来分享一些生活上工作上的事情的。
Back in chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, verse 18, it says, do your part to live in peace with everyone as much as possible.
当 which chapter?
It's chapter 12, verse 18.
Verse 18. 在罗马书第十二章第十八节
Just to, if as far as up to you, live in peace with everybody, as far as is possible with you.
尽可能与众人和睦相处。
But this is without compromising the truth.
但是这并没有妥协，不要因此来妥协了这个真理。
I realize that can be a bit tricky, and I don't want to discourage you from sharing your faith with others.
虽然听起来是有点tricky， 虽然这句话听起来是有点不是那么容易理解。
But I would say, by all things, avoid any debate on that matter.
但是我劝大家呢，当和这些人相处的时候呢，能够尽量的避免。有任何的这个争辩的事情。
I'll move a little faster. Back in chapter 12 again of Romans, the first couple of verses, Paul gave us an idea of how we could avoid false teaching.
让我们再回到这个罗马书第十二章前面两节这边讲到说呢我们看看保罗怎么教导我们来避免和这些错误的教导的人来。
You might say to proactively, okay, live daily surrendering your life to Jesus, renewing your mind with the Word of God.
In Romans 12, 第一节到第二节这边说到呢，所以弟兄们，我以神的这个慈悲劝你们。将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的神所喜悦的你们如此行是应当的不要效法这世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的美善纯全可喜悦的旨意
And if I do that he's going to renew my mind with wisdom
当我说到这个呢我的脑海里面想起了这个智慧的事情
Then I can recognize if what I'm hearing is from God or if it's false teaching which is not of God.
当我和神的关系亲密的时候呢那我就能够来分辨什么是是真的这个教导什么是假的教导了。
So don't view these words as just instructions from an uninvolved teacher that's warning people.
所以不要只是把这些说谎者的这个教导错误的这些人的这个话当真。
Jesus gave similar advice to his disciples, and we don't have to turn there, but in Matthew 10:16, he says, Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents, and innocent as doves.
耶稣也同样有类似的一些教导叫我们来远离这些离间人的这个事情。在马太福音第十章第十六节这边讲到说呢主耶稣跟他的门徒说我差你们去如同羊进入狼群所以你们要灵巧像蛇寻良像鸽子。
So Paul knows that these Roman believers have a close relationship with Jesus, and he says that makes me very happy.
保罗在这里讲到说呢，在罗马的这些信徒呢，因为是他们的顺服与传于众人，所以保罗 为他们感到欢喜。
And that's why he says, I want you to be wise in doing right and stay innocent of any wrong.
但我愿意你们呢，在善上聪明，在恶事上愚拙。
Their close relationship with the Lord makes him very happy, and he wants them to keep it up, keep that relationship going.
罗马的信徒们呢，与神的关系良好，所以让保罗觉得非常的欣慰，而且也希望他们能够持续下去。
The actual word innocent here is different than in verse 18.
在这里所讲的innocent, 十九节所讲的 innocent, 不沾染是和第十八节所讲的老实是有区别的。
So it's translated the same, innocent, but it really means without mixing. In this case,the good with the bad, or the truth with the untruth.
在十九节这边讲到的呢，是后者，也就是说，这不沾染，不把好的跟坏的来混在一起，不把真实和这个不真实的混在一起的。
So if he was saying that, he would just say, "Don't be mixing." In your life, any false teaching.
So, 也就是说，在我们的生活当中呢，不要把真和假来相混淆的。
Now, most versions say be wise in what is right, but you know, wisdom is not just knowledge.
当我们所讲的这个智慧呢，并不仅仅讲到这个知识上面的这个层面上面而已的，而是讲到我们对这个已知事情的这个使用能力，我们特别是对这个善事能不能来行出来。
It's the ability to use and live out what you know that is right and true.
就是能不能把我们知道对或错、真或假的事情呢，在我们的生活当中来行出来。
So it's a lifestyle, it's a behavior.
Would you one more time?
It's a lifestyle. It's the way we live, how we live our faith.
这是我们每一个人怎么活出我们的生命的一个方式。
Now, at the same time, it is no way to be done in our own power.
我们没有办法活出这样一个有生命的这个。生命呢，靠着我们自己活出这样有生命的这个生命出来。
And this really separates religion or Christianity from religion.
在这里就把这个一般的这个宗教的这个信仰和基督的信仰就有非常大的区别了。
That might sound confusing, but real true Christianity is not a religion.
真正的这个基督信仰呢？并不是一个宗教的。
All religions teach you getting closer to God by following certain rules, doing things.
一般的宗教呢，告诉你，唯一亲近神的这个方式呢，你就要做某种的这个行为，你才有办法的。
True Christianity is to get closer to God by being in close relationship with Him.
真正的这个信仰呢，是在讲。只有当我们能活出我们的生命的时候呢，就是当我们跟神的关系是很亲密的时候。
And don't worry about your right behavior. That's going to be guided and strengthened by as you grow in relationship with Jesus.
在这里别担心我们的这个行，我们是不是做的正确的这个行为？神呢，在这里他会引导我们告诉我们什么是正确的行为。
We may have heard the phrase, to be in the world but not of the world, and that's very difficult sometimes.
身在这个世界上呢，但是要不成为这世界的这个一部分呢，这是有相当难度的。
Now remember I said earlier, we're all in the same boat.
我早先的时候我讲到说 我们大家都是相同情况的，相同处境的。
Now a boat is intended to be in water by design, but water in a boat is a big problem.
船呢是被造来在水中来航行的，但是如果一旦船进水，这就不妙了。
You can't put water into the boat, but you can put the boat safely in the water by the grace of God.
你不能把水啊灌进船里面，但是靠着神的恩典呢，我们是可以让船在安全的在水面上来航行的。
So let me conclude by saying Paul started with the gospel in Romans and ends with the gospel.
保罗在罗马书这里一开头是用福音来做起头，他同时也用福音来做结尾的。
Then in the last few verses, 25 through 27, it says, Now all glory to God, who is able to make you strong, just as the gospel says.
在第16章最后的25到27节，这边有讲到说，愿所有的荣耀都归于神。
Now I'd like to say, all glory to God who is able to bind us together in the gospel.
在这个福音里面，在福音的这个大能呢，神的这个荣耀呢，是让我们能够结合在一起的这个原因。
Okay, don't forget to tell others about this eternal life and that it's a free offer.
不要忘了和我们身边的人告诉他们啊，这个有永生，而且接受永生呢是完全免费的。
Tell them it's only through Jesus Christ. There is no other way.
只有单单借着主耶稣是唯一的这个道路。
Matthew 1:23 tells us this Jesus is God with us.
在马太 Matthew.
Matthew 1:23.
在马太福音第一章23节这边说到。
And I say this because others will say, no, Jesus wasn't God.No, he was God. He is God.
耶稣他是神，他是唯一的神。
He's not God the Father, but he's God the Son.
他虽然不是父神，但是他是那位子。
And again, the Bible tells us there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
而且圣经上面也讲到说，没有一个人可以除了靠着主耶稣基督之外，没有一个其他的名可以靠着得永生了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, that you have brought us together, that you have blessed us with a personal relationship with you and with each other is a tremendous blessing. We thank you for that blessing and we look forward to growing in our relationship with you and growing in our relationship with each other. And we pray that we can affect more people's life. We pray that you'll protect us from being affected by false teachers, but also that we will be able to affect others with the true teaching of the Lord Jesus. So we thank you that for this body of believers here and for believers all over the world that are meeting together and that someday we'll be all lifting up their hands and we'll all be looking to Jesus and worshiping Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.